This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support. So I'm the person who first coined the term journo-terrorism, which describes the mental terrorism, the weapons of mass mental destruction that are being waged by the left-wing media in a very deliberate fashion to sort of set psychological landmines across the landscape of America's psyche. And these landmines are based on fake news like CNN and MSNBC, Washington Post, New York Times, all fake news, all deliberately scripted. The big stories that matter are handed to them all by a central source that writes the script as if they're writing a theatrical production. And then each of these newspapers and publishers follows that script for the day. And often the script is exactly the same, which is why you get the exact same news on every major mainstream network all at the same time, sometimes literally word for word, precisely exactly the same. But now these journo terrorists are having an impact that has turned to murder and violence, or at least the threats of that so far, but they're going to be translated into more action. So what we're actually seeing now, and this is what my commentary is about, is how the journo terrorism of the left-wing media, i.e. the legacy media, is whipping up or ginning up a kind of intense hatred that is leading to calls for violence and murder all across America in those people who follow CNN or follow MSNBC. And so this is starting to really demonstrate the utter, not just irresponsibility, but the criminality of journo terrorism as it is practiced today by the left-wing media. So a great example of this is a video that was recorded during an anti-Trump protest in Seattle. And there was an activist caught on video. This is covered at dailycaller.com. An activist on video who picks up a megaphone and starts screaming about killing people and killing the White House. And I'm just going to read you a little bit of the transcript of what this person says, because it's critical that you understand the kind of psychological terrorism that is being waged against people all across America by the media and turning them into mindless, violent, zombie mob members who want to literally kill white people and kill Trump and set off bombs and burn everything down. So this person says, this is in her words, quote, "White people, give your effing money, your effing house, your effing property. We need it effing all. Reparations," another protester screams. This activist goes on to say, "F white supremacy, F the U.S. empire, F your imperialist ass lives. That shit gotta go." And then at a minute and 50 into the clip, she says, "And we need to start killing people. First off, we need to start killing the White House. The White House must die. The White House, your effing White House, your effing presidents, they must go. F the White House." And she goes on to say, "Pay the F up. Pay the F up. It ain't just your effing time, it's your effing money. And now your effing life is devoted to social change." Now, this person was wearing a jacket that said Black Lives Matter. And this is what it has come to. And it's very sad to see this kind of racial division, but when you understand that the left relies on this kind of racial division, this kind of brainwashing and ginning up of hatred and bigotry and violence, this is what the left needs. They have to have enraged, wildly misinformed black people in America. Because if black people were told the truth, then the left would lose its power, because it's a victim ideology. It's a grievance industry. And the real truth is that there is no systemic racism in America anymore. It doesn't exist. I mean, there are isolated, fringe, small communities and individuals who are racist, of course. But there is no systemic racism against black people in America. There is, however, systemic racism being taught now against white people. So, in a sense, there actually is systemic reverse racism. but I just call it racism. And it's black professors often who are these social justice warriors teaching hatred and intolerance and racism against whites in their college classes. And they are churning out these activists like this female, this African-American woman in Seattle, who is clearly a victim of intense programming, indoctrination, false information, and fake news. And I dare say that if it wasn't for the fake news of networks like CNN, we wouldn't have that kind of violent outrage and false narratives and false information. I mean, this woman literally is arguing, not even arguing, she's demanding that white people give up all their money, all their property, their homes, their land, everything, and just turn it over to black people. And this is actually literally what she is demanding. And she's demanding to kill white people. She's demanding to kill the White House. I don't know how you kill a house. Probably somebody else yelled out, burn it down or something, but she thinks you can kill a White House, I guess, because it's white. So these are things that these obviously demented, mentally ill people and victims of left-wing propaganda, this is what they are demanding. And so it's important that I bring your attention to the fact that there are about 50 million Americans on food stamps, and a great majority of them are African Americans. And many of those African Americans are brainwashed just like this woman has been. They've been fed disinformation. You know, in their hearts, they're not bad people. They are demanding what they see as justice, but they've been fed all of this disinformation and propaganda. They've been literally victimized by the left-wing media, and they've been victimized by Democrats. But they think they're victims of white America. You see? You see how it works? So it's all been twisted around in their minds. They think their enemy is somehow Donald Trump, or they think their enemy is the White House, I guess because it's white, or they think their enemy is white people. And, you know, I got to say, I feel really sad and sorry for those individuals, and I want to invite African Americans to join the liberty movement and to disconnect from the poisonous, vile narratives of the establishment left and the race baiters and the haters and the university professors who are teaching hatred and bigotry and intolerance and instilling that in the minds of young black Americans today. It's not going to go well for them. And just getting back to the food stamps issue, what I wanted to bring your attention to is the idea that one of these days, perhaps not too far off in the future, the federal government's going to be completely transactionally bankrupt. In other words, the fiat currency system will eventually collapse. It is inevitable. It is a mathematical certainty. I can tell you there is a 100% chance that that will happen without reservation. We just don't know when. But when that does happen, if there are 50 million Americans, and let's say it's 30 million black Americans that are on food stamps, and that think, some of them at least, maybe most of them, think like this racist activist in Seattle, this black woman, what do you think they're going to do when the government food stamp money stops coming to them? Well, they're going to do what this activist girl is doing. They're going to demand to take over all the property of what they see as their enemy, white people. They're going to demand to burn down the houses or take over the houses or loot, steal, confiscate, whatever. And you see, in their minds, that's not wrong. That's social justice, you see. So these are the factors that are going to lead to civil war. Because you've got, on one hand, you've got these activists, Black Lives Matter people who have been seriously indoctrinated and programmed by the fake news media to think that it is their right to beat up and violently attack and steal from white people. And then on the other side, you've got many white people and people of other races too, Asians and Latinos, who are going to defend their lives with firearms against assaults, against theft of property, against felony breaking and entering of their homes. And so you've got these two forces that are obviously at some point going to collide. And what you're going to end up with is, of course, a bunch of dead people and a lot of shooting and a lot of bloodshed, sadly. This is, and it's the mainstream media that has thrust this, these vectors of cultural insanity onto the population. This is CNN doing its job of creating a civil war, of creating hatred and division. This is MSNBC creating division. This is Rachel Maddow achieving her goals of generating hatred towards white people. This is what the left-wing media does. This is what they're scripted to do, and the script is written by people who probably work for George Soros. It's a daily script of just rooted in racism against white people and hatred and bigotry, intolerance, and extreme deception on the part of all of these people on the left. And they exploit black people. They, in effect, economically and ideologically enslave black people. And they push Planned Parenthood, which commits mass genocide against black people. And they set up all the Planned Parenthood centers in the black community so they can murder, mass murder as many black babies as possible. And they refuse to acknowledge the real history of Planned Parenthood, how it was founded by Margaret Sanger, who was a black-hating, genocidal, evil, demonically evil person who referred to blacks as, quote, human weeds. And she wanted to achieve mass genocide. She wanted to wipe black people off the planet. And that's Planned Parenthood. And that's the favorite institution of murder of the Democrats. And they don't want black people to know the true history of the Democrats and how the Democrat Party ran the lynchings. And it was the Democrats who ran the KKK. It was the Democrats who founded the KKK. The Democrats who were forcing segregation and forced black people to ride at the back of the bus. But they've been able to convince younger black people today, like this activist in Seattle, they've been able to convince many of them that no, their enemy is somehow Republicans. You mean the same Republican Party that Abraham Lincoln belonged to when he freed the slaves? Yeah, that party, Republicans. You mean the same Republican Party that really pushed through the 1964 Civil Rights Act that helped recognize more equality for African Americans? Yeah, that Republican Party. Young black people today have been brainwashed into thinking Republicans are their enemy, when in truth, the Democrats are the ones that are enslaving them, exploiting them, brainwashing them, and mass murdering their babies. So to those of you who are African Americans listening to this, or people of color like I am, I'm Native American. If you're a person of color and you're listening to this, help spread the word. We need to get this out there. We need to educate and uplift more people. And frankly, we need to really try to end this kind of hatred and violence, because it's only going to spiral into more shootings and more bloodshed. I mean, look at Chicago. Chicago is a city. It's become the murder capital of the United States. It's run by Democrats. It's run by corrupt left-wing people, where they've taken away the gun rights of law-abiding black Americans. And that's all by design, because it was the Democrats that pushed gun control to make sure that black men could not defend themselves against the white-hooded left-wing KKK operators who were coming to lynch them. Because they knew that if you let black men have guns, and if you let them have a Second Amendment right, well, by God, they could shoot back. And sure enough, those racist, bigoted, Democrat hood-wearing Klan members didn't want black men shooting back. Kind of hard to lynch them in their minds. You see, so the Second Amendment is what every black man that stands for his culture, that stands for his right to exist as a human being, every black man should support the Second Amendment. Every black man should reject Democrats. Every black man in America today should reject Planned Parenthood and the genocidal agenda of murdering your offspring. They want to eliminate you from the gene pool. Do you understand? Do you understand how evil the Democrats are? And now do you understand how twisted the minds are of these Black Lives Matter protesters who would grab a megaphone and talk about how they want to murder white people? and how they want to murder the White House. Let me tell you something, girl, whoever you are, you activist in Seattle, it's people like me, people that you might call white, people that you might call racist, even though you're wrong about that, but it's people like me that want to truly raise your awareness and set you free, to give you the knowledge so that you can achieve your own freedom and your own greatness as a human being, and that you can cast off, you can shake off the exploitation and the economic slavery and the mental servitude under which you have suffered and continue to suffer, as is evidenced by your speech. The truth is, you are only free when you are informed of how you have been enslaved. And until you get out of the cycle of exploitation and indoctrination, you will never be able to realize the path to true freedom, which is to first be awake and aware and fight the real enemies of your culture, the real enemies who see you only as a person with dark skin and not as a human being capable of having your own self-reliance or your own opportunity or your own voice in a way that is informed and awake and aware and rises above the globalist control and rises above the false history that you've been taught, that's been shoved down your throat by hateful, bigoted, racist, race baiters and college professors who are Marxist agenda pushers. It's time for Black America to wake up and find and recognize who the real enemy is. Because I got to tell you, I welcome every person of color to join the liberty movement. I welcome every person of color and every man and woman, every person of any gender, of any religion, of any national origin, of any belief system to join the liberty movement, support the Second Amendment, support your right to defend yourself against the real threats that are attacking your freedom, or the real genocide that's attacking your babies, or the real Marxism and communism that will one day try to round you up if you're not an obedient slave to their system, and they will confiscate your land and confiscate your earnings and your paycheck and your savings, and they will leave you penniless and destitute and enslaved and all twisted up in your head, because they hate humanity that they cannot control. They only value you when you are a slave to their narratives. They only value you when they can control you. The last thing that the Democrats want is strong, intelligent, informed Black men and women in America to rise up and say, no, I'm not going to follow. I'm not going to be an obedient, I'm not going to surrender to as an obedient slave to your false narrative of hatred and bigotry and faux grievance. You know what scares the left the most? Is a Black man in America that is a success, that gets an education or is self-taught or learns a trade or invents something, who creates a business or achieves success in someone else's business. A successful Black man is the most terrifying thing to the radical left. And you know why that is? Because it contradicts their narrative. Making a success of yourself exposes the false narratives of the left. It shows that actually, guess what? People who apply themselves and people who have good parenting or good education and some decent opportunities can actually make something of themselves regardless of their skin color. What they want is victims. They want victims who are angry, victims who are spurning violence, victims who are pushing the mob mentality, victims who are obediently parroting the false fake news narratives of the radical left. They, the left, want black people in America to be their mind slaves. And that's what Black Lives Matter is all about. It is a front group. It is George Soros funded. It is scripted. It is theatrics. It is not genuine. It is not real. And it does not represent the interests of the real black people in America who don't want to be controlled by a front group. They want real independence. They want real spontaneous outrage against the attempts to manipulate them. And they, like everyone else in America, just wants real opportunity. Get the government off their backs. Have a level playing field. They don't want to live on handouts. They want to live as a person rooted in liberty and self-determination. Like everyone else. They want the ability to determine their own fate, their own destiny through their free will, their choices, and being rewarded for their hard work. Being rewarded for putting in an honest day's work and taking home an honest day's pay without the banking system ripping them off and without the government confiscating the earnings that they've worked so hard to create. And they are tired of the unions stealing their paycheck and using it to put more Democrats into power that want more manipulation of black America, to use them as pawns for their political gain. Yep. Some honest, raw truth right there for you. From a guy that many people look at and say, I'm white. Well, I got news for you. My wife's an immigrant. She's Chinese. And I'm Native American. Don't judge me by the color of my skin. Judge me by the content of my character. Because that's the way that I judge every single other person in the world out there. And it doesn't matter to me the pigmentation in the cells of your skin. It doesn't matter to me where you came from. It doesn't matter to me what you worship or if you worship no one at all. What matters to me, or it doesn't matter to me who you love or who you live with, who you married. What matters to me is, do you support liberty? Or are you demanding that everyone else follow you into the psychological enslavement of the status quo? That's all that matters to me. You can worship who you want. You can sleep with who you want. You can have any skin color. You can change your skin color for all I care. You can change your gender. You can change your partners. You can change your mind. But the one thing that counts is, do you support individual liberty, freedom, free will, the right to self-defense, the right to self-determination, the right to seek happiness without overzealous and malicious interference by the government or by politicians or by the lying left-wing fake news media? That's all that matters to me. Do you support liberty? If so, I'm on your team and you're on mine. Because I'm the most open-minded, most tolerant person in the world, as long as you're on team liberty or team humanity. That's what really matters to me. So if you want to join that team, if you're already on it, I thank you. I'm on your side. I'm fighting for your liberties as well as my liberties every single day. And on my team is the most diverse team of all. It's got every color, every religion, every orientation across humanity. And we don't judge people by the color of their skin. And we don't call for violence against people because of the color of their skin. And we don't fall for the brainwashing and the indoctrination and the fear-mongering of the journo terrorists on the left. Shame on them. They should be arrested. They should be thrown in jail for fomenting violence, for contributing to mob violence that's going to sadly get a lot of people killed if we don't stop this cycle of escalation that the media keeps pushing. I don't want to see blood spilled in the streets, because we all bleed the same red, don't we? I want to see Americans getting along and thriving and doing well. But that would mean the demise of the Democrat Party, because that party cannot exist when people achieve success through self-determination, and when the hatred stops, the Democrats collapse. When the grievance stops, the Democrat Party ceases to exist. They are the party of hate. They thrive on hate. They feed on hate. They're like demons that feed off fear and evil. You take away that fear and evil, and you have everybody living in relative harmony and peace and self-determination, the Democrat Party implodes. It becomes extinct. And that's the goal that we should all aim for. So share this with anyone who's willing to open their minds and their hearts and listen and learn. My name is Mike Adams. I'm the Health Ranger. You can follow me at healthrangerreport.com. Click subscribe to stay plugged in to the Health Ranger Report. I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.